Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. You guys, we really did nothing over the weekend. All right, thank you for coming to the show. I had plans, well, not really to do anything, so not really to go anywhere because, I get so tired during the week just with work and orchestra rehearsal and yada, 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 all the things we do during the week. And the weekend rolls around and I'm like, But there's mowing and there's other things that we have to do on the weekend. So it's a weekend without doing something. I don't know why I'm explaining to you guys, but I feel guilty when I don't do anything on the weekend. It's like, oh my God, there's a weekend. You should have had some plans. And then I end up feeling bad for whatever reason that I didn't do anything, but we really didn't do anything over the weekend. So we recorded Mix Minus on Friday night. We had a lovely discussion, a nice lively chat room. And I did have Taco Bell for dinner, or we had Taco Bell for dinner because they, I don't know if it was Friday, but it was either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Towards the end of the week, Taco Bell tweeted that Mexican pizza was back. It was back forever. So I was like, okay, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have Taco Bell and I'm going to have a Mexican pizza. And so we had a Mexican pizza and a burrito. Mark doesn't like beans, so I think a burrito was a bad choice. Mexican pizza also has beans on it. But he doesn't ever know what he wants at Taco Bell. So now I just started ordering him the same thing I'm getting for myself because I can't be bothered to try to figure out what he's going to want, you know, what he's going to want different from what I'm going to want. So if it has beans, I try to do like light beans or no beans or, you know, whatever, because they will let you customize your order. But the thing with the Mexican pizza is the glue that holds the two tortillas together, the two crunchy tortillas together, is refried beans. So if you remove the beans, you get no stickage between the two. So I left it on that, but I didn't realize there was so many beans in the Burrito Supreme. I don't normally order that. And so it was very beany. So he didn't enjoy it quite as much as maybe he normally would because it just had a lot of beans. So I went upstairs, recorded Mix Minus, did all of that kind of stuff. By the way, I'm going to have a little bit shorter episode today, even than normal, because we have a dinner tonight. So I've got to quickly record this, edit, a little editing that I do, get it out there so you guys can hear it. And then we will be off to Bentonville for our steakhouse dinner. So anyway, on Saturday, we really just hung around the house on Saturday and we went and picked up breakfast as we do. And I thought about cooking breakfast, but I was like, I don't feel like cooking breakfast. So I didn't cook breakfast. We went and picked up breakfast and came back and we watched the Winx saga on Netflix. So it's this fairy, it's the school for, you know, it's very Harry Potter, very, you know, typical, but I like anything fantasy. It's these fairies. I don't know if it's based on a cartoon or a young adult novel or a young adult book series. Because Mark told me that apparently there's a cartoon series that's also, and it's four or five different fairies that get in various adventures or whatever. But it's a school of fairies and they all have different powers based on what element. So there's an earth fairy, there's a fire fairy, there's a wind fairy, there's a, you know, whatever. There's a mental fairy that has mental capabilities. and can read people's emotions and stuff like that. So we watched that, and I'm trying to think. We decided we were going to have a movie night, so we... I believe I ordered a pizza, and so we basically picked up the pizza and transitioned from the downstairs to the upstairs. And so because the media room is upstairs, but normally we're downstairs when we're just watching TV on, you know, during the day. So we decided we were going to watch Morpheus, which is, I guess it's Marvel. I guess it's a Marvel story. He's not really a superhero per se. I don't read comics, and so I don't know a lot of backstory. I assume there must have been a comic involved with this. But this guy, he's got some disease, some, you know, congenital. No. Is it congenital? I think that's the wrong word. Chronic. He was born with it because it's a genetic condition. Anyway, and it makes him really weak, and he has problems with his legs, so he's on crutches, and it's some kind of blood disorder. So he's looking at solving this by using splicing vampire bat DNA with human DNA. So he does that, and it's kind of like he's a vampire, but he has a friend who also has the same disease, and his friend steals the stuff and takes it even though he tells him not to, because... It's a movie. That's all I'm going to say. It's a movie. It got really bad reviews, and Rotten Tomatoes score is horrible for this movie. But we decided we were going to watch it anyway. And I'll say it lived up to its Rotten Tomatoes reviews. It wasn't unenjoyable to watch, but there was hardly any story at all. And I was just playing a game on my phone while we were watching it. It was, you know, it was almost background noise. I can't really say that it was bad. Like, it wasn't horrible. Like, we didn't want to just turn it off and walk downstairs or walk out of the movie theater. But we also didn't... It wasn't super interesting to us. But we wanted to watch a movie, so that's what we watched. And then, so we did that, and then that was pretty much it for Saturday evening. And then Sunday, got up and did our normal church stuff, and had lunch. And then there was a Pokemon Community Day on Sunday. So the first, it was 2 to 5, so the first couple of hours, we just sat on the couch and played Pokemon from home. But... you really need to be walking around to catch a lot of Pokemon. And my whole thing is I like to catch shiny versions of the Pokemon. And so on Community Day, the chance of getting a shiny is increased. And you're focusing on one Pokemon. So the one type of Pokemon that you're looking for is the only thing that spawns during those 3 hours. But you're more likely to catch a bunch if you're walking around. And a park is even better. And so we drove at 4, we drove to our local park, and we did 6 laps. We also did 6 laps on Saturday. So that is something else we did on Saturday. And we played Pokemon. I got 11 shinies, which is pretty good. Got 11 shiny Pokemon, and then, went back home and we watched TV again. We went back home and we watched TV. A lot of TV happened over the weekend. Oh, I mowed. I mowed the lawn, just the front. The lawnmower still sucks. I need to buy a new blade, I think. And that was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.